listening was a challenge on the program today. But that's okay, because that is our holy habit for today, listening. As we continue this summer series about holy habits, faith practices that help us love God and our neighbor, listen to the Spirit, and become more like Jesus, our focus today is on listening. It's a continuation of last week's focus on prayer. Listening is really at the heart of many of the faith practices we've been learning this summer. The word listen or the word hear together are mentioned about 700 times in the Bible. And almost 500 of those occurrences are in an imperative form as a practice to be followed. And apparently it had to be repeated a lot. I can understand that. Listening in general is hard for many of us, isn't it? We're surrounded by noise, our lives and minds are busy, and we struggle to really hear what others are saying, much less the still, small voice of God. In some ways, our time isn't so different from the setting of our Old Testament scripture today, which is found in the third chapter of 1 Samuel. Our reading today is going to be a little bit different because we'll be pausing every few verses to listen to what God might be saying to us through them. So we begin with 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Now, the boy Samuel was serving the Lord under Eli. The Lord's word was rare at that time, and visions weren't widely known. One day, Eli, whose eyes had grown so weak he was unable to see, was lying down in his room. God's lamp hadn't gone out yet, and Samuel was lying down in the Lord's temple where God's chest was. The Lord called to Samuel and said, "I'm here." Samuel hurried to Eli and said, "I'm here. You called me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go lie down." So he did. The Lord's word was rare at that time, and visions weren't widely known. It may seem as if I'm describing our own time, but this is the story of the Israelites after they've been in the promised land for many years. Eli, God's chosen spokesperson for that time, wasn't hearing much from God. If we look back at the previous chapter, we see that God was unhappy with Eli because he had allowed his sons to abuse their positions of power and privilege. We're told that Eli's eyes have grown weak, and it is clear that in his case, his failure to see was both physical and spiritual. He did, however, still maintain the temple with the help of Samuel, who was probably around 12 years old at the time of the story. We're also told that this word came to Samuel while the lamp of God was still burning. This was a lamp that was kept burning throughout the night, so it tells us that these events probably take place in the early morning hours toward dawn. But it also indicates that while God's presence was hard to see and his voice wasn't often heard, God was still at work in the Israelites and in the world. In our lives, it can feel like God is silent, like the lamp of God is dimming, but the lamp of God has not gone out. For us, that lamp is the light of the world, Jesus, who can never be overcome by darkness. If you have trouble listening for God, you're not alone. And there is still hope. The God who spoke creation into existence continues to speak with us today in ways that, with intention and discipline and practice, we can receive and comprehend.
Speak to me. Speak to me through your word, through your spirit. Take your words of life. Speak to me. Speak to me. I am listening. I am waiting. Speak to me.
Our scripture reading continues with verses 6 and 7. Again, the Lord called Samuel. So Samuel got up, went to Eli, and said, "I'm here. You called me?" "I didn't call, my son," Eli replied. "Go and lie down." Now Samuel didn't yet know the Lord, and the Lord's word hadn't yet been revealed to him. Sometimes we do hear God, but don't recognize God's voice. We've been given so many messages about who we should be, what we should do, what's right and what's wrong, that the voice of God gets crowded out. And even as Christians, we find it easy to confuse our own will with the will of God. To hear God's voice, we must learn to eliminate the static of other sounds and voices. We must clear away the incessant drumming of fear, frustration, and resentment, which so quickly and easily can drown out God's voice. As a faith practice, listening involves training ourselves to recognize God's voice in the midst of all the other voices calling for our attention. It involves learning to be fully present in the moment, setting aside distractions that keep us from attending to and responding to God's presence around us.
Speak to me. Speak to me. Through your word, through your spirit, speak the words of life. Speak to me. Speak to me. I am listening. I am waiting. Speak to me.
A third time, scripture tells us, the Lord called Samuel. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "I'm here. You called me?" Then Eli realized that it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down where he'd been. Then the Lord came and stood there, calling just as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, your servant is listening." God speaks to us in many ways. He may not call our names out loud as we rest at night. Perhaps he will. In this case, though, Samuel needed Eli to help him recognize God's voice. And as the story continues, Eli needed Samuel in order to hear the message God had for him, because it was a really hard message. So, how can we listen to God? First, we need to make room for silence. We need to turn off the background noise of TV, music, and games for a while each day. Take a walk, using your eyes and ears more than your words. Try having a quiet hour every day, whenever you can, with no electronic noise, or conversation, or other distractions. Silence asks us to close our mouths in order to open our hearts. It's challenging, at least it is for me, to slow down my body and heart and mind so that I can listen to God. But like Samuel, we can learn to recognize God's voice and prepare ourselves to listen. That happens in many different ways for each of us. It may be that throughout the day, you try placing your hands on your heart as you deeply breathe in and out several times, listening. You might repeat the verse, "Be still and know that I am God," from Psalm 46, again and again until you grow still. You might draw or write in a prayer journal, light a candle, and meditate on that light. Lie on your back or lean back in your chair and watch clouds go by. My spirituality professor would walk 3 miles every day, and he was in his 70s at the time, and that was his time of listening to God. I did not gain that habit in that class, but he did help me learn to listen. And when I'm trying to do this, the first few moments can be the hardest, because you start to be aware of all the other noises around you once you finally get quiet. Or you begin to think of all the tasks that you've left undone. I find it's best, when I'm trying to listen, to acknowledge those distractions and then bring my mind back to God's presence with a simple phrase like, "Speak, Lord, I am listening," or, "Jesus, help me to be focused on you alone." Sometimes, even when I'm silent and still, I hear nothing at all. And when I say hear, I don't mean only a verbal word. Hearing from God comes in many forms. It can be a feeling, a nudge towards something. It can be many things. Other times, though, I'll begin thinking of someone long forgotten. Or I'll remember the needs of a particular friend. When my mind drifts to politics or justice issues, I offer up prayers to God and ask some questions. Why does this matter to you? What's your perspective? How can I serve you? And I listen again. At times, I'll feel compelled to pray for a specific person, or to serve in a way, or to give somehow. And other times, I just simply sit in the silence with a renewed awareness God and what's important to God. As Steve said last week, God speaks to us in so many ways, through scripture, through other people, through creation, and more. For Samuel, and often for us, listening to God begins with listening to another person. And one way that we can get better at listening to God is to practice listening, really listening, to other people. After all, if we can't pay attention to someone who's right in front of us, no wonder it's difficult for us to listen to God. So as you have conversations with others this week, be intentional in how you listen. Don't allow your attention to wander. Don't start considering what you want to say next. Remember the wise words a youth leader said to me, and I bet some parents said to some of you, "God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. You're meant to listen twice as much as you speak." Listening to others helps us learn to truly listen to God, because we have the opportunity to see and encounter God in each person we meet. Listening well to God begins with intention. We have to pay attention to God's presence, because as we celebrated with our back-to-school blessings, God is always with us. And we must also be consistent. Proverbs 8:34 declares, "Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway." As with any relationship, consistency helps to create space for learning to recognize God's voice. And along with consistency, Learning to recognize and understand God's voice takes patience. We live in a culture that expects immediate results while ignoring how distracted and cluttered and fractured we are. We're not great at delayed gratification most days. Learning to listen well means we have to practice because our attention is often divided in multiple directions. It means extending grace to ourselves by being patient with ourselves and realizing it can take time and help from others for us to recognize the cadences of God's voice. The holy habit of listening is different from many of the other ways that we listen. The world around us trains us to listen for sound bites and to give our attention to bold headings and headlines. In order to process the amount of information that is constantly coming at us today, we've trained ourselves to listen in short bursts for essential information. We skim instead of truly reading. We hear short bits and think, assume we know the rest of what's being said. But listening as a spiritual practice invites us to a different posture. We're not simply gleaning information about a topic or a person or God. We're invited to listen deeply in ways that reorient us and transform our relationships, our character, and our engagement with the people and world around us. There is good news. You are God's own people, and God is not done speaking. We must listen with open ears and hearts for God's voice, and then we can live and love as God's people that we are called to be. In just a moment, Steve is going to sing, "Speak to Me," one more time. Hear that as a prayer, and then we will have a time of silence.
Speak to me.